And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, Sherry Heine.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. It is my pleasure to host today's show, along with Robert from the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. Our guests today are Man of Leisure, 9-2 Publishing, and the Yavapai Big Brother Big Sisters. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. People ask me, Dave, why do you do those radio commercials yourself? For three generations, my family's been providing comfort through clean burning propane in Yavapai County. I wouldn't want a stranger to tell you about our commitment to the community, our hometown values, or how we spent 67 years working to make life better for folks. Anyway, thanks for listening. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. AutoOwners Insurance, the no-problem people.
Give the team at your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance a call today at 445-4600. To find out more or to get a home, auto, or pet insurance quote, visit housechilson.com.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reaper Graphics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reaper Graphics is your one-stop print shop.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Someone asked me how people would know from our name that we sell a huge variety of food for pets and barnyard animals. I thought for a little bit and said, the food we sell is just part of what we do. And although we have an incredible amount of high-quality pet foods, feed for barnyard animals and the wild birds, the resulting health of your animals is our main reason for being, our mission. That's why we call ourselves Olson's for Healthy Animals. When you walk into Olson's, you should know that you're not just going to get food, but also the comfort that what you purchase will be healthy for your pet or barnyard buddy. We've been doing this for 38 years in North Central Arizona with our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. We'll also take your purchase out to your vehicle, and we welcome special orders. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals. The health of your animals is our mission. Go to olsonsfamily.com for the location of the Olson's store nearest you.
Brewing Company's 23rd annual November Sausage Month starts November 1st and runs all month long. I don't have enough time in a 30-second announcement, but think andouilles in Creole crawfish, Italian sausage sandwich, Cajun pork kebabs, and beer-braised brats and savory house-made chutney. At only $13.99 each, you can enjoy all four. Check our website or Facebook page for the full rundown, or give us an old-fashioned phone call at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, Prescott's hometown brewery since 1994.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. And I have Robert here to introduce our first guest.
Thank you, Sherry. Our first guest is Ray Sola from Man at Leisure at Downtown Store at the Bashford Court Mall. Please tell us a little bit about your store, Ray.
Oh, hi, Robert. Thanks for having me on the show.
You bet.
Man at Leisure is in Bashford Court, which is on the second floor right above the Prescott Brewing Company. And we're the only men's clothing store in the Quad Cities.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, because I'm a shopper, not probably as often as I probably should be. But whenever I go in to the Bashford Courts and go by your shop, you always have sales. So sales are big for me. The shirt I got on today was from one of your sales.
And Robert looks really good today. So you could probably hear that in his voice. He looks extra cute in his Man at Leisure shirt. We have a wide variety of things in the store, everything from organic bamboo t-shirts to dress shirts that are no iron from Canada. We have Hawaiian shirts from Ren Spooner, ones that are Hawaiian shirts that are actually made in Hawaii. And we have customers from Hawaii that come over to shop in our store because they say we have better selection than where they are. Nice. Back home.
That's wonderful. And I know that I've been to your store, and it's you have it displayed very nicely, and you have a great line, too, of all kind of varieties, like you mentioned. So
thank
that's
you.
Great,
yeah,
great
well,
stuff.
We're the only store, so we try to have a little bit of everything for everyone. Great selection, great prices, and we really know our the reason you shop at a local store is we really know our product mix and try to cater to what the people need.
So not only do you have this wonderful store, and how long have you been in business there?
7 years, exactly.
7 years, wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's great. But also, I've gotten to know Ray, and he is also an advocate for small businesses and shopping locally. And we have some things coming up that we need to talk about.
Yes, we do. Small Business Saturday is November 25th, which is only a little over 2 weeks away. And that is a huge day for educating people about the importance of shopping locally and how important it is to the community in general. It's not just about, you know, some people think shop local just means, oh, we want to get more sales tax. But it's not that. It's that when somebody shops locally, it actually multiplies out into the community and small businesses create three-fifths of all jobs. Mm-hmm. Small businesses are what keep the economy thriving.
They also provide more sponsorships for the community, and it's a feel good too when you're buying from your local friend.
This is very true.
I know. I feel when I'm shopping and out and about, and you know somebody, and they can help you pick out something when you can't figure it out for yourself. So we love that part of it. And this all ties in, too, with during the small business shop Saturday piece on November 25th, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, we put together a coupon booklet that's available at the Visitor Information Center. So any of our businesses can sign up for that. They don't have to be a chamber member, but they could be a part of that, and they can let us know what their offer is, and then we will provide a booklet to folks that want to shop and use that as a guide for shopping. And you've been helping us out with all of that for probably
8 years.
8 years.
8 years. This is my eighth Small Business Saturday.
Wow.
And it's just gotten bigger every year, and people really love it. We have a bunch of things that we're known for at the store that we do on that day. I have these little, I call origami. It's a little folded up square.
Uh-huh.
And everyone that comes in the store gets one, and there's some of them are discounts, and sometimes it's just you open it up and it says you've got a free pair of socks or a free pair of gloves or a free scarf.
Oh, wonderful.
So not everyone gets something free. It's kind of just a fun, exciting way to make the day.
To engage the customers. Wonderful. Now, we also started in October. We just partnered with the city and Prescott Downtown Partnership Group and many other groups. But we're launching a Shop Prescott Start Here campaign. That's more of a full year campaign. The Small Business Saturday is a one day. It's the traditionally the day after there's Thanksgiving on Thursday, there's the Black Friday, and then there's the Small Business Saturday.
Right. And having the full year campaign is a great thing because studies have shown that cities that have a shop local campaign generate in 2014, it was 7% increase in sales over the year before, where cities that didn't have it was only a 4% increase. So having that campaign got more people to shop locally, and that creates jobs. It doesn't just, you know, it spills out into the community, creates jobs. Local businesses are 80% more likely to donate to local charities,
mm-hmm. yeah.
and support local events. So it just builds the community exponentially that you don't even realize how many things are touched by that.
And it's so important to support the brick and mortar here, businesses, border to border. And that's really what the campaign's all about. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask our listeners if you could please consider making a pledge that you'll do all your Christmas shopping locally at a brick and mortar store. We would greatly appreciate it.
Oh, for sure. And it's people don't realize how many people come to Prescott just to do their shopping.
Oh, yeah.
There's people from even big cities like Las Vegas. They say, well, everything there is a chain. It's the same stuff. You see the same stuff at every mall. So they come to Prescott and spend a few days, hike, enjoy Prescott, and shop in all the diverse downtown boutiques and antique stores and galleries that we have, where everything is just diverse things that you're not going to find anywhere else. And they take that back home with them, and their gift giving is all different things that nobody else has ever seen because it's not available in their market.
Well, I know we have over 10,000 businesses in Prescott, so it shouldn't be hard to find a store to get something.
Especially in the Bashford Courts Mall, where you're located, right downtown. We have our own mall downtown. Is it four floors?
It's three floors. Yeah. I call all of downtown Prescott's Mall.
Yeah. Right.
Because we have the Courthouse Plaza is like a park. We have how many eateries mm-hmm. around the square, which is your food court. We have mm-hmm. all the antique stores and galleries and boutiques. Mm-hmm. So that is really the mall of Prescott, and it's all walkable. And having all those diverse stores in a walkable environment is what makes Prescott what it is.
Mm-hmm. Now, refresh my memory, also on November 25th, is that not when the
light parade.
The light parade, yeah.
Yes, I call that the culmination of Small Business Saturday.
Yeah, yeah. And tell us a little bit about that parade. I know it's not yours. It's through the Prescott Downtown Partnership, but it kind of kicks off the small, I mean, it's part
it's
of
a great day,
yeah.
So you have the whole day of shopping in all the stores. You go to the chamber, pick up the coupon booklet. Then you come and shop in all the stores, eat at the local restaurants. And then at 6 o'clock is the light parade, mm-hmm. which is just really a fun event.
Mm-hmm. And it's right downtown, right around the courthouse area plaza. And then there's a bonfire at the Mile High football
mm-hmm. Correct.
Area.
And that makes it very unique.
Yeah.
Having the bonfire
mm-hmm.
and have s'mores and kick off your holiday season.
Yeah. So that's great stuff. We're very pleased to be a part of this again. The Small Business Saturday is a national campaign. This Shop Prescott Start Here is a full year Prescott campaign. And you have just been one of our key leaders in helping us promote all this. And we really appreciate that, Ray.
Thank you. I really appreciate everything that you've done to really help get this, make it bigger every year.
Absolutely. And if you can just, again, let our listeners know your address, your phone number, how to get in touch with you, maybe a quick what you might have that they might want to check out for this holiday season.
Like some socks, some cool socks that you have.
We have a lot of socks. I'm wearing little rubber duckies today.
And cute.
We have over about 170 different varieties of socks to choose from. Most of them are buy two, get one free right now. We're located at Bashford Court, which is where the best known tenant is the Prescott Brewing Company. So that's what everyone Ooh. Knows. We're on the second floor, right across from the Courthouse Plaza.
Phone number, and website?
Website is manatleisure.com, and the phone number is 928-776-4874.
So
we have extended holiday hours through the whole building is open late every night.
Do you know what those hours are?
It's kind of all over the place. The first week's till 7 and then till 8. So it gets later as we get closer towards Christmas.
Well, wonderful. Well, congratulations on 7 years of success with your business.
Thank you.
Thank you for being in Prescott for the only men's store. We appreciate it. And thank you for your leadership with our Shopping Locally program. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel celebrates our veterans, the brave men and women who protect our freedom. This Veterans Day, Saturday, November 11th, we invite those who have served and are currently serving in our nation's armed forces to join us for a free all-you-can-eat breakfast at Mountain Springs Buffet. In addition, we'd like to give you $10 Castle Cash. Just present your proof of service at the Castle Club to participate. On behalf of the Yavapai Apache Nation and Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, thank you for your service.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Seems like everybody's talking about pricing and not enough about quality.
Yeah, do you go to the brain surgeon that gives you the best deal or the one that does the best job?
Well, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing isn't brain surgery.
Oh, yeah? Have you looked inside a furnace lately?
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Excellent workmanship at a fair price with Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Call 772-2751. Don't settle. Get Gettle's. 772-2751.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. And Robert, we have our next guest here. Can you please introduce him?
Sure, Sherry. Our next guest is Tim Harrington, representing N2 Publishing. And N2 Publishing has been a member of the Chamber of Commerce recently, 2017.
All right.
That's right.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about your business.
Well, I'll start out with a little bit about my role with N2. I'm actually a franchise owner and the area director and candidate for the Prescott area. We came together this last August, actually, so I became a chamber member shortly after starting the franchise up here in Prescott. And we decided that in partnering up in Prescott, we'd start with the Prescott Lakes area to relaunch Prescott Lakes Lifestyle.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Very good. And first of all, welcome. We're so glad to have you to the chamber family.
Thank you. Thank you. It's actually been fun. I talked to a lot of members that I meet in my networking, asking them the same question. Are you part of the chamber or aren't you? And they said, well, no or yes. And the ones that are no, I was like, come on, why not?
Right.
It's a fantastic organization. You guys are doing a great job.
Well, thank you.
By the way, I won't plug hard, but I will plug.
Well,
you guys are doing a great job.
It takes a partnership. It takes a business, you know, us working together. And so with projects like this, I think it's going to be great.
Well, you know, you talk about relationships, right? And that's the whole idea of what we do at N2. We partner with affluent communities across the country. And in our case, starting out with Prescott Lakes, we had partnered with Prescott Lakes back in 2014 through 2016, published the Prescott Lakes Lifestyle magazine. And we're relaunching that. Residents are happy to hear about it. Some of the business owners that were advertisers previously are happy to hear about it. And we're just excited to reignite that relationship again. And we're building neighborhoods and turning them into communities.
Sounds like you're filling in that gap or bringing it back, something that was missed, it sounds like.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's cool because the newsletter is written by the residents of Prescott Lakes. And so it's written by the residents for the residents. It's about their families, their pets, their lifestyles, their social interests. Mm-hmm. And in that, the advertisers are being seen monthly in front of this audience that reads from cover to cover. There's about 1,500 homes up in Prescott Lakes. So they'll get really direct exposure to that community. Mm-hmm. And because of the type of community it is, it's hard to get in there a lot of times to do your own advertising, your own networking. So having something like this magazine to be the entryway is really great. We also offer the businesses that opportunity to go to the social events that are put on by the neighborhood, as well as that we co-host or sponsor for the neighborhood.
Oh, that's very, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so business owners not only are funding the publication, which is monthly, they're coming to the networking events. And then I'll also do network development with the business owners and bring them together once a month to help them to build their business and act as a referral source to each other. And we recognize that neighborhoods like this are really strong about referral-based business and word-of-mouth opportunity. Mm-hmm. So any opportunity we can do to bring them beyond the page is significant to us.
It also sounds like it builds trust between the residents and the businesses through this networking opportunity and the social events.
Absolutely.
And then that way they can get really good referrals that way then.
Right. Exactly. And they're sound referrals. So we don't anticipate having business partners that are hoping to broadcast out their message through an ad that then just rings their phone off the hook.
Right.
Right. We're really looking at this idea is that you're going to be, it's a market, target market that you're looking to rifle into that opens these doors and gives you those referrals, as you mentioned, and that word of mouth recognition that says, hey, they're trusted and they're branded. And because we vet them through this face-to-face interaction before we agreed to bring them into the publication, it really is an agreement.
Right,
but the business owner is providing a funding source out of their marketing budget, but we're agreeing to bring them into our publication to introduce them to our neighborhood.
Very cool. Yeah.
Is that the only publication that Into Publishing does? Is that Prescott Lakes?
Currently in Prescott, it's our only publication. We will, as I grow.
I'm sure you'll grow from there. Right. I didn't realize it was 1,500 homes. That's like a community in itself.
It is, and it's going to grow to about 1,800 homes to maybe 2,000 by the time it's fully built out.
Okay.
So once I get Prescott Lakes rolling, the goal is to then for us to expand into other communities that are very similar, that are high-end, affluent communities. They could be smaller community size from 250, 500 to, you know, larger, which could eventually be in the 3,000s. N2 across the country has found that this is a very successful model, and we're in now 900 communities countrywide.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you just recently purchased this franchise, like you mentioned?
Right. So I recently brought this franchise in here.
Okay.
And N2 is now going through a franchising model for all of its locations, which makes it a little bit more conducive to managing the growth cycle so that I don't have a separate N2 area director that comes in and says wants to start up a publication somewhere else that's not in a good time sequence for me. And then we end up competing with going after the same advertisers or you know, potential same marketplace. So we get to do it now in a very controlled fashion.
Well, congratulations
Thanks.
On that.
It's exciting.
It is exciting. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about you.
Well, a little bit about me. So funny story. We could start pre-electricity, but I won't. I'll go towards the back
really
end.
Not okay. That old.
I'll go towards the back end. I have a doctorate in higher education leadership and spent most of my career in higher ed working with organizations like DeVry Education Group and the Art Institutes and Coxwell College back in Sunnyvale and had been in higher ed from the 90s on. And this last year worked with an education technology startup company that pivoted at the around June, and that's when I found N2. And I said, you know, it's a good opportunity while I can still look for a higher ed job or still look to teach an adjunct role in the community college or work with ed leadership, I can also take all those skills and turn them into something that's going to be my own.
Wow.
And the publishing thing came together, and it was fantastic.
So I know that I always like to ask this question. When you grew up, did you know you're going to have your business like this?
You know, when I grew up, I started working on a farm at 11 years old, throwing bales of hay for 50 cents an hour. So take it from there.
Very cool.
All straws linked together.
So do you have any other involvement in the community?
I do. So, you know, at the moment, within the local community, I'm doing a number of networking projects. I have a networking with BNI, and I also do Prescott Power Partners, work with some of the members of that group so that I can help them to build their business. And then I do mixers with the community as well. I used to belong to Kiwanis down in the Valley when I had another coaching business and haven't identified yet which of the organizations I'll want to join. I'll get launched first.
And you're on the air, so they are all listening
they
right
are.
Now.
They're listening.
You're
going
to get the phone call.
So my phone number is. And actually, a couple of the Lions members have already talked to me and approached me about joining their community. And it's like, guys, until I get launched, and if you want to help me get launched, become a member of my advertising crew and my business sponsors, and the sooner I launch, the sooner I join.
There you go. So what's the most rewarding aspect of your work?
Wow, you know, when I think about the most rewarding aspect, right now it's meeting businesses that are looking at that opportunity of how to reach that neighborhood, because it's a direct target market to 1,500 neighbors. It goes to them every month in a monthly mailer, and they're reading that magazine cover to cover. Right, so they're seeing their advertising. That part of it, the reward of seeing businesses get that and really want to grow, and then knowing that I'm going to help them to grow their business afterwards. The other side of it, the residents, meeting these residents are fantastic. I mean, they're just beautiful people. Mm-hmm. And seeing that they want the publication back. I got, when I started this, I got a stack of old publications from business owners and homeowners that still had them from 2 years ago. So that's telling you that they appreciated them, they care about them, they still reread them.
That's a shelf life.
That's a shelf life. And I'll tell you what, if you're advertising, and guess what? They're probably still calling on some of those old vendors and business sponsors. So that's where I find my reward. And the other side of this is, that's not enough, I was talking to one of our other area directors in Oregon the other day.
Uh-huh.
And she was telling a story about one of her residents, because we have the families on the cover, and we do a cover every month there's a family story. She had done a family story of this lady and her children. She was a single mom, two kids. And as she's talking, after the publication, she received an email and was invited to a reception at the family's home. So she went in, and the mom was like, you know, this meant so much to me and my family. I also want to tell you that the reason it meant so much is because I've got cancer.
Mm.
And the community has really rallied together, and they've come out and supported me too. And it turns out that she's just a wonderful lady that's so appreciative of having the opportunity for the publication. It's meant a lot to the family, and the neighbors have rallied behind her, and they're going to do another story helping her through fundraising and helping her through the process of recovery.
Wow, that's a neat story.
So, you know, we have those in every one of our communities.
Yeah, sure do.
Yeah.
And it's just, and so you'll have the opportunity to expose that, if you will?
In a way, expose it as the community wants, since, you know, they really choose what they're going to write about, and their pets are fantastic, the kids are great.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're going to be, you know, deciding what stories they're writing, and then they'll also come together and tell me what more they want. Which is fantastic. So we can see it growing. It starts out, it'll be about 16 pages maybe.
Okay.
The last written renditions of the publication was up to 32 pages.
Okay.
And that's really based on sponsorship as well as articles.
Sure,
right?
Sure.
And so we'll have articles of the best home or the favorite home or the home of the month, the yard of the month, health and
pet
wellness.
Pet of the month.
The pet of the month. the kid of the month.
The plan of the month.
One of our sponsors, Jim Poindexter, is coming back in, and he'll write the financial news.
Mm-hmm.
And since it's written by the residents, business owners in the community have the opportunity to also write articles and to also be listed for free as a business resident.
Wow.
Which is really cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Well, if folks want to get involved in this, where do they call? Besides the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, of course,
right?
For a referral.
They can check on the Prescott Chamber of Commerce and find me actually at tim.harrington@n2publishing.com. .com or at n2pub.com. And my phone number is 928-793-3477.
Well, we really appreciate you being on the show. Congratulations on your project here.
Thank you.
Exciting. I look forward to seeing your... When will the first...
So target for the first publication will be February, March.
Okay.
So February, March, 2018. We're on track, we can certainly get a good boost if there's businesses out there that are looking to identify for next year's marketing dollars to sponsor in that sort of a community approach, target market directly into Prescott Lakes. Let's give a call. Again, it's Tim Harrington with N2 Publishing at 928-793-3477.
Thanks again for being on our show.
You're
listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former Honda and Nissan owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included and to file a claim, go to AutoAirbagSettlement.com or call 1-888-735-5596. That's AutoAirbagSettlement.com or 1-888-735-5596.
Like a trusted friend, the Breast Care Center at YRMC is here for you. Compassion, support, strength. These are the qualities you look for in a trusted friend. These are also the same qualities you will find at the Breast Care Center at YRMC in Prescott Valley. State-of-the-art diagnostic tools, expert care coordination, health education, and support programs are only the beginning. They're combined with a compassionate, caring staff and a private, warm, and comfortable environment. We even have an on-site patient navigator whose focus is to help you with every step of your healthcare decision-making. Choose the Quad City leader for advanced breast care services, including digital mammography, breast MRI, and ultrasound. The Breast Care Center at YRMC, your trusted friend in healthcare. Call 442-8900 or visit yrmc.org.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Wednesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. The Valley of Lights will include a holiday twist this year. For the first time ever, the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce will be hosting a holiday stroll.
We're closing Valley of Lights to cars one night only, November the 28th, and we're opening into people walking. So we're excited. We've had comments throughout the year since I've been there talking about, oh, I wish we could walk. Do you ever think we could walk? And you can't get out of your car when people are driving through.
Chamber of Commerce Director Marnie Yule says the inaugural stroll will run from 6 to 9 p.m.
Cars will park up top on 2nd Street, and then we'll bus everybody down to the entrance. They'll walk through the animated light displays, and at the end, they'll be bused back to their cars. And we'll have carolers and hot chocolate and Santa. So it'll be just a whole new festive event, and I think it's going to turn out pretty successful.
The Valley of Lights opens with animated light displays at Fane Park off Highway 69 on Thanksgiving night, November 23rd, and runs through December 30th. The Yavapai County Board of Supervisors will be dedicating the gravesites of two early pioneers at 2 this afternoon.
The supervisors had approved funding of the gravestone for pioneer Gideon Brooke, who was buried in an unmarked grave at Citizens Cemetery in November 1881. Brooke served on the Yavapai County Board of Supervisors from July 1870 through December 1873, and again from 1877 to 1878. He was also a member of the 8th Territorial Legislature in 1875 and was a local business partner with Jacob Lynn. The Prescott Chorale of Westerners Group has provided the funding for Lynn's marker, located right next to Brooke. Lynn was a member of the Walker Party, a group of about 25 prospectors who arrived in the Prescott area in spring 1863. The dedication ceremony will be held at Prescott Citizens Cemetery, located on Gurley Street. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
The Arizona Coyotes lost to the Pittsburgh Penguins 3-1 last night. The Coyotes take on the St. Louis Blues at 6 tomorrow night, and all the live action can be heard on our sister station, Cattle Country 94.3 and 103.1 FM, KDDL. Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Mostly clear tonight, sunny to mostly sunny through the weekend. Expect an overnight low of 43 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 69 tomorrow and a high of 68 on Friday. 45 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Thursday and Friday of 78. Talk of the Town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Prescott Brewing Company's 23rd annual November Sausage Month starts November 1st and runs all month long. I don't have enough time in a 30-second announcement, but think andouilles in Creole crawfish, Italian sausage sandwich, Cajun pork kebabs, and beer-braised brats and savory house-made chutney. At only $13.99 each, you can enjoy all four. Check our website or Facebook page for the full rundown, or give us an old-fashioned phone call at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, Prescott's hometown brewery since 1994.
The Arizona Cardinals are back in action at University of Phoenix Stadium Thursday against the Seattle Seahawks. Be a part of the Red Sea for this exciting NFC West matchup on Thursday Night Football.
Time for the Red Sea to get nuts.
Tickets are available at the Cardinals box office, Ticketmaster.com, or charge by phone at 800-745-3000.
It is deafening at University of Phoenix Stadium.
Arizona Cardinals football. Team is what it takes.
You. Yeah, you. Has curb appeal been on your mind? Bet it is now. This is Sam from Prescott Dirt. Let us help you make a Pinterest-worthy yard to show off. With all our new rock colors, you can beautify your yard and blow your neighbors away. Find your inspiration and bring it to Prescott Dirt. We'll make your yard as unforgettable as you are. We have locations in both Prescott and Prescott Valley, so there's no excuses. Call us today, 636-5844, or online at PrescottDirt.com.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Robert, we have our next guest.
Thank you, Sherry. Our next guest is Justin Corbell. Did I say that right?
You said that correct.
From Yavapai Big Brothers and Big Sisters. Uh-huh. And Justin is a recruitment specialist, and they have been a chamber member since 2004.
Absolutely. My title sounds really special, but it's just, you know, recruitment. Yeah, you know, special. You take, you know, yeah.
Tell us about it.
It's basically what I do is I go out in the community. I just meet people, and I just engage with them and tell them why I'm a big brother through Big Brothers, Big Sisters, essentially, is my title.
Wow, so, that sounds like a great mission.
With some other things included, but yeah, definitely, that's my job.
Well, so, fantastic.
Yeah, so I love it. I love just meeting people and just telling them, you know, conveying my passion for the agency. You know, I've been a Big Brother for 4 years now, and it's just been the most incredible experience of my life. And, you know, nice. It really has, so...
Can you give
it.
Us a little history about Yavapai Big Brother, Big Sister for those that may not maybe understand what it means exactly?
Mm-hmm. So Yavapai Big Brothers, Big Sisters was founded in 1973, so it's got some history behind it. Essentially, through Big Brothers, Big Sisters, you're essentially, if you became a Big Brother or a Big Sister, you would be mentoring a child, right? So you'd be matched to a child who is in need. Now, there's 216 kids waiting right now for a Big.
Oh, wow.
216. Now that's including, so we have a Verde Valley office. So there's kids in the Verde Valley who need Bigs. Mm-hmm. But you know, it's including all that, but essentially there's 216 through Yavapai Big Brothers, Big Sisters that need Bigs. So there's a huge need for, and as a mentor, you know, you get to, you know, take them out. I take my little out, you know, fishing. We look for boba tea all the time. Yeah. I don't know if you know what boba tea is.
Boba,
boba balls. It's delicious. Delicious. Right. So we go out and do that.
Uh-huh.
And just different stuff like that.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And so tell us a little bit about why you're here today. What you
Definitely.
Want to talk to us about.
So there's a couple things. Number one, obviously, we're always in need of Big Brothers and Big Sisters. There's a huge need for men in our community to step up and be Big Brothers. There's a huge need for that, as well as, you know, we're obviously looking for Big Sisters too. Secondly, we have our tax credit season that is upon us. Maybe some of you have heard of that. Essentially, tax credit, you are able to support a nonprofit like big brothers, big sisters. If you file your taxes single, like as a single person, you can give up to $400 to big brothers, big sisters, and to a school. So you can match them both. And then if you file as a couple, you can do $800 as a couple, and then you can do, match a school as well to $800. So, and then you're receiving that all back through the state.
Wow. So what did you call that?
Tax credit.
Check. I think I saw a sign over Gurley Street.
Yeah. We do have a sign.
Banner. Mm-hmm. I saw the banner this
absolutely
today when I was walking or driving through there.
Yeah.
So.
We have a large sign right over Gurley. So, yeah.
So, you know, you were talking about this need for bigs.
Yes.
And you said there's 216
currently.
Mm-hmm. Currently that you need. And that's for this for the, all of Yavapai County.
Right.
What specifically are the needs here locally for Prescott?
You know, a lot of people think there isn't a huge need in Prescott because, you know, it's a large retirement community. And like, you know, they don't think the kids are here in need. But there's as far as the numbers, I would have to look that up specifically. But I know there's a huge need for it in Prescott as well. There really is in Prescott Valley.
How does this match happen?
Yeah. So essentially what happens is to become a big, you go through like a recruitment process of like you would be interviewed, and that takes about 2 hours to be interviewed. And then you go about 6 to 8 weeks to be, you know, screened and all this other stuff and just make sure we're not putting the kid in a dangerous situation.
Correct.
So that's what we do. So we try to be very extensive, very safe with what we do. So.
So, and if Robert could pass that, then what? Sorry, Robert.
Yeah.
Yeah. If Robert let's say Robert signed up, he's gone through the screening, he's passed, and then how does Robert get his little, I should say?
Definitely. So Robert would
big or little,
either or, right? Either or. Robert would essentially during his interview, if he wanted like a specific kind of kid that's interested in certain things, and he would be matched based on that, if he requested something like that. As far as we usually match based on interest, really.
Okay.
My little brother, we both love like sports, so that was one of the things that helped us get matched. Mm-hmm. So.
And what kind of time commitment are we talking about for if you wanted to sign up to be a big?
You know, everyone is like, oh, I'm like signing my life away when I become big. Like, that's not the case at all. It's we say two times a month, around 8 hours a month, roughly.
Okay.
So, you know, 8 hours a month, that doesn't sound like a lot to me. I'm a college student. I do a lot of other things on top of that, and I have plenty of time.
But I bet with a great match, it's probably a lifetime almost, I would imagine.
Oh, you know, it's changed my life. I always tell people, like, obviously, you know, I can convey the need to you as much as I want, but really what you're going to gain from that program is more than you can offer. And I mean that. Like, I've received so much from the program over my, I believe it's been like 4.5 years, something like that. Mm-hmm. It's just been incredible. I mean, I've had two kids, you know, it's been amazing. I can't express how amazing it's been, really. So
besides recruiting and being a big, what else is going on for the big brothers, big sisters? For the calendar, like any upcoming events, anything going on?
Yes. So we do actually have our gala. Mm-hmm. I say gala. That is happening on November 18th. That is happening. That's a large event where we actually you have to purchase a table to attend, but it is a huge fundraiser for us to receive, you know, to match kids. As far as like agency events, typically if you become a big, we have events that we allow our certain matches just to go to. We have obviously our tax credit season, which the deadline is April 15th. Fun fact is my birthday.
Oh,
tax day is my birthday.
Yeah.
Lucky me, right?
Wow.
I mean,
lucky for your parents, I don't know.
Lucky for my parents, right? And then, I mean, I'm sure you've heard of the Bowl for Kids' Sake. That's a large event that
I've
we do.
I've done that quite a few times. Mm-hmm.
Nice, mm-hmm. Yeah. So we do that one. That one's coming up. It usually starts around March. I have to look around then.
March
but,
sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, look at the exact date. Definitely.
Well, tell everyone how they can be involved with the bowl and with the gala.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you want to get involved, go ahead and call 928-778-5135. That's our main office line. And you can look us up on azbigs.org, azbigs.org. Look us up there. And yeah, I mean, if you have any questions, there's tons of people who want to talk to you. And we just want to, you know, if you want to be a big, I'd love for you to come into my office and just talk with me. Just have an honest conversation. So
absolutely. I know I'm going to be part of the gala. Mm-hmm. I will be a barker at the gala.
Barker.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to be involved in, helping with some of the circus games that are going on.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a fancy title.
It's a great honor for me. I was asked by your group, and I'm looking forward to that and being a part of the... It'll be my first time attending the event because, of course, as you know, I'm new and learning all these new events and getting involved. So I look forward to that. I think it'll be great fun.
Definitely.
And so, we're hoping to really get involved in that from that perspective. So
Barker Specialist.
There you go.
That's your title. That's your title.
It's a new title. So what aspect of all this, you've kind of hinted a little bit about what makes it rewarding, but can you elaborate on that a little bit? What makes this so rewarding for you personally?
I think it's just, I think it's when you first start off as a big brother or a big sister, you don't initially see the change. Mm-hmm. And then you go for as long as I have and you notice things, right? You notice your little brother saying thank you. You notice him doing better in school, which has been a major, major difference in my little brother. As a student, I can relate to him and I can help him with, through these questions that he has with school and just help him, keep it relevant for him. And just, I think really, it's important to just realize you're changing a kid's life if you take them, to Costco with you and go inside and shop with him. It's really that simple. It's like you're incorporating them into your everyday life. Is how I tell people.
So how are the we've talked about the screening and all of that. Mm-hmm. For the kids that are in that need this extra support, how is that identified and mm-hmm. With the kids, from my understanding, it seems like sometimes they're put through a real family tragedy or how does this look on that end?
So we receive a lot of referrals from schools. That's where we get a lot of the kids. Sometimes the parent will initiate the referral and tell us that their kid needs a big. Those are the two of the main sources that we receive kids from, essentially.
So the kids would be identified through the schools, maybe a teacher, maybe like you said, the parent,
definitely,
or someone, mm-hmm. and then that would come to you, and then that's when you start doing the matching.
I'm not someone who does the matching.
Sure.
I get the bigs. The person who does the matching is called the match advisor, and they just, like I said, they look at the kid's interests and they just see if they would be a good match. They present that to the big, make sure everything is good before they finalize it. So.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool to me, and it sounds like we're going to have a bowling team from the chamber this year too.
Absolutely. What's your best score there, Robert?
I'm a lousy bowler.
Are you? Okay.
But I love doing it.
Put those gutter things up for him.
I think they do a little nine pin strike rule over there.
I
could bowl pretty good sometimes.
Well, that's a pretty strong history that you have with the company, I think that it's important for all of us to get involved, to be a mentor mm-hmm. to a student, and like you said, you found it rewarding on your end too.
Definitely. I want to say something. January is National Mentoring Month.
Oh, okay.
So it's something that we want to really promote through Yavapai Big Brothers Big Sisters, because like you said, there's always a need for mentoring, and we want to make sure that we're doing our job as the agency to try to promote that to people and try to match these kids, these 216 kids that are currently waiting. Mm-hmm.
So if any of you are out there that are listening that are interested in supporting the programs or the events that are coming up and or becoming a big, they can just call.
Yeah, give me a ring. My number is 928-778-5135. My extension is 114. Give me a call. Just call the main office. Like I said, there's just tons of people there who want to. We want to talk with you. We understand you have concerns. A lot of people have concerns about the agency, and we want to talk to you about those and try to, becoming a big. We want to make sure that you feel comfortable going into the situation. So, talk to someone who's a big like me. I've been one for 4 years. I can tell you pretty much everything you need to know about the agency and the organization and what it takes. So,
And then January is Mentoring Month.
January is National Mentoring Month. Mm-hmm. So be on the lookout for that. We got some big stuff coming down the pipe for that. So
fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being on our show today. We greatly appreciate it. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide on KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Stay warm and comfortable all winter long. Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Serving all of northern Arizona, building, remodeling, or just making sure your heating and AC is at the right degree. Call Gettles. Their fourth generation heating techs will keep your furnace system running at peak efficiency. Don't settle till you call Gettles. G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Now offering plumbing repair and service. Visit GettlesHDM.com.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69. Augie's Frontier Village.
In 1916, Auto Owners Insurance teamed up with local independent agents so customers could get fast, friendly, local service.
Bravo!
It worked so well, we decided to keep it that way. And 100 years later, we still do things the same way. By teaming up with local independent agents who deliver quality, personal service.
Thank you!
Some might call that old school. But then again, maybe everything old is new again. Kind of refreshing, isn't it?
This is Susan Morrison. Give us a call at 445-4600. Your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
When you join the Castle Club at Cliff Castle Casino, you get so much more than just a card. You get membership in one of the best casino rewards clubs in Arizona. And new members can swipe to win up to $200 in free play for signing up. You can earn comp deals, lodging, merchandise, concert tickets, and more just for playing. Come experience why Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 18 years in a row. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. And Robert and I are here to kind of wrap things up. There's so much going on in the community right now. I mean, with the holidays upon us. Can't even believe it's November already. And Robert, if you can give us an update on what's going on at the Visitor Information Center.
Sure, Sherry. I'd be happy to. My name is Robert Coombs. I run the Visitor Information Center in downtown Prescott for the Chamber of Commerce and for the community of Prescott in the area. Lots of things going on. We do have our fourth quarter calendar events. That's out. Come on down and pick that up. It has a Christmas parade, Acker's in there, the Festival of Lights, the Light Parade, which is coming up. So come on down and pick those up. They're outside in our racks or inside. Come on in and say hello. I will talk about a few of the items coming up. This Saturday is the Veterans Day Parade, which is in downtown Prescott. Festivities start about 9 o'clock. The parade itself starts at 10:30. So come on down for that. Winter's Farmers Market starting up again. At the YRMC, which is the Yavapai Regional Medical Center parking lot. That will be Saturday from 10 to 3. And that will be going on every Saturday again. So support them, support our local produce. Come on down for that. So there's lots going on. You can get on our website also at www.prescott.org for more events coming up. We service about 30,000 people at the Visitor Information Center a year. We have volunteers that are happy to help you with a smiling face when you come through our door. A few other items coming up would be the Northern Arizona Suns basketball game, which is the Iowa Wolves. And that will be at the Prescott Valley Event Center. Yes, we do have basketball in Prescott Valley in Arizona. And that will be Thursday, November 9th, which is tomorrow. So come on down for that. It's only $9 a ticket. It's unbelievable. You can see a basketball game, almost the pros, for $9. And that's at Prescott Valley Event Center, at PrescottValleyEventCenter.com for tickets.
Very good. I think there's something coming up this Saturday, too, something to do with cars.
With cars.
At Spring Hills, the electric cars.
Oh, the Spring Hill Suites. Yes, of course. Yep. Thank you, Sherry, for reminding me on that one. Thursday, November 9th, it's the 6th annual plug-in all around Arizona. So I'll put a plug-in for them. And that's all about electric cars, of course. And that will be at the Spring Hill Suites by Marriott, which is two blocks from the downtown square. And that will be from 9:30 in the morning to 11 o'clock in the morning. And they'll be happy to give you a presentation of what that's all about, and it's all free. So come on down Thursday, November 9th, plug in all around Arizona at the Spring Hill Suites by Marriott.
That's awesome. And it's free, too. And anybody, it's open to the public and that sort
of
thing.
Yes, it is.
So that's wonderful.
A lot of folks don't know we have a plug-in station. We have a couple of them in Prescott, and that's just one of them.
Absolutely. Well, I also have a shout-out. The Friends of the Jersey Lily, they hosted the kickoff for the fundraising of the courthouse lighting last Thursday. It was hugely successful, and everyone involved in that, we really appreciate that. And also, I know, Robert, you mentioned a lot of stuff, but I just want to remind everybody, we've got on Saturday, November 18th, with Jack FM Food Drive from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Maverick stores. And this is to help our local food bank, so that's really important. And we also have on Monday, November 20th, the Flying High Turkey Drive at the Fry stores in Prescott and Prescott Valley. And, of course, we've already talked about the Black Friday, you know, we've got Thanksgiving, then we've got the Black Friday shopping, and the Prescott Gateway Mall opens its doors at 6 a.m. And then, of course, on November 25th is a Small Business Saturday, and at the Chamber office, we're handing out the coupon booklets. And then, of course, on November 30th, we have the Grand Marshal Gala at the Plaza View Ballroom. We still have a few reservations available left for that. And December 2nd, the parade at 1 o'clock and the courthouse lighting at 6. So there's a lot going on. If you need any more information, you can go to prescott.org and check everything out on our calendar.
Or come on downtown. Yeah. Say hi and pick up that printed calendar.
There's just so much, and we can only list, you know, talk about so many things, but there's so many other things going on, and it's really important to support all our nonprofits during this time. And we appreciate our guests today. You know, I think it's interesting that we can help the bigs and just everything that's going on there. And we just want to thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Augie's Restaurant, Prescott Dirt, A&E Reaper Graphics, House Chilson & Associates, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Barrett Propane, Janessa's Family Hair Care, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.